When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst, Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. Welcome to Red Fridays, RED Red. Remember everyone deployed. I want to talk about that. I do have my red tie on. You can't see it because of my beard and my red beard and whatnot, but it's there. So we want to remember everybody deployed. And welcome to season 2, episode 1. Of the Long Bearded Guy. We want to talk today about choose to change your lens and change your world. It's a choice. Choose to change your lens and change your world. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. If you're here live, let me know. Get in the chat room and say hi. We appreciate it. And if you're hearing this on replay, let us know that you're here where you're listening from. Would love to know where you're listening from and watching. Get your journal. You've got a couple of seconds, 30 seconds or so. If you don't have something to write with and write on, you're going to want to have that. So run and grab a journal, grab a pad. Let's get after it. I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of more than 10 million men by raising their EQ. And if you don't know what that is, stay tuned. You may hear. And if you're not sure and you don't hear what you need to today, then reach out to me because I would love to be able to share that with you. And if you can help me in some way, get my message out, whether it's sponsorship, whether it's sharing this podcast, this TV show, this live radio show, share it with your people all over the place, because that's the only way I'm going to get engagement at the levels I need to hit the target. So I'm the founder and CEO of Jewel International. I'm a champion mindset mentor. I'm a multi-award-winning international best-selling author multiple times. I'm an international keynote speaker. There's more of that coming this year. And I'm a mindset and energy coach for a pro basketball team locally here. I teach the 7 levels of emotional intelligence for men. And it's not really intelligence. It's more of a quotient. But you know what? Emotional intelligence is how people refer to it and seem to understand it. So I serve entrepreneurial men and pro athletes. And I'll work with anybody. But my avatars, where my heart is, are entrepreneurial men, because that's what I am, and pro athletes, because that's where my experience has been. I've never been a pro athlete, but I've had connection too. So that's a little bit about me. If some of this stuff resonates with you, or you want to reach out, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com is the easiest way. I do one-on-one mentorship. I do group classes. I'll talk later in the show about Boxed Inside Out is a program designed to teach the tools and strategies that we need. It's guys only. Apologies to the ladies. Well, not apologies, but you know what I'm saying. It's for guys to teach tools and strategies to be able to deal with the regular emotion we all feel every day, but aren't sure how to deal with, because we were taught not to look after that, right? Put it on a shelf, push it down, whatever you're doing with it. But it's causing us problems. And so we need to get that out. So choose to change your lenses and change your world. Choose to do that. By the way, like, love, share, subscribe. It helps the algorithm. It also helps pay for the show. You can find us on Apple TV and Google TV and Roku and Amazon Fire and Apple TV, Google TV. You can find us anywhere, Spotify, anywhere that you would, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you watch or listen to your stuff. Will be there. And it's a free download, a free app download for Inspired Choices Network. And if you want to, you could get on inspiredchoicesnetwork.tv. That's our TV platform and our TV network. So you can watch us there live, or go back through all the episodes, find something that connects to you and watch it there, not just for me, but for all of the hosts. And there's some amazing, amazing hosts on this network. So I want to shout out to everybody, or to all of them. Love them all. So in this first piece, and I've got a lot to cover today, I'm going to try and something that happened last weekend lit a fire in me. And with some of this stuff, I was with my youngest son. We went to a funeral for a 13-year-old, and nobody had said why. There was no indication anywhere why. what happened? 13 years old. It wasn't a car accident. He wasn't sick. He was, from all indicators, he was vibrant and happy-go-lucky and was popular and was a wonderful, wonderful, gentle soul. And long story short, we believe he committed suicide. 13 years old. And a reason I'm mentioning it right at the moment and on this show today is because choosing the lens to change the lens will change our world. They and I feel for the parent. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine what that feels like to lose a child. I just can't. So I've never lost a child, so I sympathize so much. But that being said, they didn't address what actually happened. They're embarrassed, ashamed. They don't want anybody to know that that's what happened to their son. And it irritated me because I'm like, I don't care that they're ashamed and embarrassed. I don't care what their feelings are. If they can't use that as a teaching moment to be able to help, he's got six siblings. There were 500 people in the room that day. Don't let it be all negative. Don't let it all just, he gave his life back to Papa. It's tragic and it's horrible, but don't let that be the legacy. Don't let that be the story that gets told around it. Use it as a teaching moment for his siblings, for the people in the room, for everybody. Hey, and it's indicative of why I'm saying change the lens. We choose to change that lens. Only we can do that. Nobody else can change your lens. Nobody else can shift it for you. We have to do that ourselves. And as long as people keep putting their heads in the sand and not talking about these types of things, it's going to continue to happen. It's going to continue to happen. If we don't give people and guys and 13, like 13, for them to know it's okay not to be okay. It breaks my heart because it's just, what was he going through and felt that was the only way out? And as a child, they don't have some of the maturity to know, hey, you know what? That's a permanent solution to a temporary situation. I had one of my sons when he was 12, ran away from home, came back right away because he freaked himself out. But His why did you do that? Well, I figured if there was, you know, less mouths to feed and I wasn't here, that it would be better. But that's 12-year-old logic. This young man used 13-year-old, but it's not, they don't see other ways. We have to be able to talk about it. We have to. We've got to shift the lens from being embarrassed and ashamed and feel to going, you know what? I'm gonna share it. Because I know that's going to be helpful for other people. We got to read. It's not stigma. You've heard me talk about that. It's not stigma. It's judgment. We got to stop being judgmental. The question is, do you think you can change your world? Not everybody's. Do you believe you can change yours? Because if you don't believe you can, you won't shift the lens. As humans, until something major happens and we have to, right? The doctor said over years and years and years, Gord, you got to stop eating Big Macs and drinking beer and whatever. You got to be more active. You got to be more, do some more exercise and whatever. And I'm like, yeah, well, I really like my beer and my Big Macs and I don't like to move. So, and then one day the doctor says, hey, if you don't cut out some of these things and if you don't start exercising, you're going to die. And all of a sudden we go, whoo, all of a sudden the why is big enough. And now we exercise. Now we cut out some of the stuff. The point is, once we get to a point where we're, and we've heard it all before, we've heard that before, but sick and tired of being sick and tired. Once we get to a point where, you know what? And I've had clients say to me, Gord, well, there's this and this and this. I don't want to do it. And I'm like, okay, well, what you're telling me is that it's not painful enough yet. Yeah, but it really hurts and I don't like it. Great. It doesn't matter that you don't like it. And it doesn't matter that it hurts. Clearly the pain's not bad enough yet, because if it was bad enough, you'd do something about it. And it's bizarre that humans do that. That's how we're wired. But until it gets to that point, we're not going to do anything about it. So do you believe you can change your world? We're the only living thing that can. What do I mean? Acorns can't. If I plant an acorn and it pops out of the ground and looks around and go, oh, there's a willow tree. I love willow tree. Look at it, it's beautiful. When I grow up, I'm going to be a willow tree. Can an acorn do that? No, it's an acorn. It's going to be an oak tree. It doesn't have the latitude to change its lens or change who it's going to be. A puppy. I was talking to a lady on a virtual coffee not long ago, and she had just bought this little, it wasn't that little, I guess, but it was in her lap, this golden lap. And she was patting, it was just cuteness overload. It was gorgeous, this lab. And I said to her, if you take that golden lab to a dog park and it sees a full-grown German Shepherd, it goes, oh, look, he's beautiful. When I grow up, I'm going to be a German Shepherd. Does he have that latitude? And she laughing, she goes, well, no, he's going to be a full-grown when he gets there. Golden lab. Humans were gifted the ability to change and reinvent ourselves, change the lens multiple times a day. And we abdicate the power. Oh, no, it is what it is. I can't change it. This is what's in my stars. You know, this is what's in my cards. I got dealt a bad hand. That BS, by the way. I find an interesting statistic that said 95% of folks believe they have self-awareness, believe they understand themselves, when really only about 10 or 15% do. Amazing. So it becomes what lens types are we talking about? What lens types are we talking about? Time goes so quick. Different types of lenses we could choose from, and I'm going to give you just a few. I've got a list of like 30 on here, but spiritual, life purpose and meaning, we can shift those lenses. Our circumstances, we can shift the way we look at it. I can look at my suicide attempt as a negative, but I don't choose to do that. I use a different lens. That was Papa gifting me perspective I needed, but I'm choosing to use a different lens on my circumstances. Time's passing. When as time goes by, we can look at, oh, my, it's going quick, it's going short, it's going slowly, it's going what we can choose to change that lens. Our mindset space, we can choose that lens. Our instincts, our psychology, our development, our biology, and our family, and our cognition, and our behaviors, our connections, things that we bump into in terms of our family, they piss us off, and we're choosing to be pissed off at them. We're choosing to be upset. We're choosing to hold on to those, that drama and all the whatever that came with that. We're choosing to do that. Can we shift that lens? You have the power to do it. You have the power to do it. You know, we have the inalienable right to do it. We may not have the capacity to do it. We may not have the desire to do it. And if mediocre is where you want to stay, and that's fine. If you're happy where you are, then no problem. But I suspect if you're listening to me, that's not who you are, and that's not who you want to be. So going forward, if we want to change, we got to do something different, because what got us to here will not get us to where we want to go. We've all heard definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. That doesn't work. We got to infuse something different. I want to do a quick shout out as we go to a quick break here to Jose Escobar. He's on his way to Romania to speak for over there. Amazing, amazing. He's all over the world. But I appreciate him very much. He's the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that's changing people's lives. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day. Excuse me, to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today. He'll get back to you. Don't worry, although email is global. So you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And thank you so much to Jose. Safe travels, brother. He should be there sometime today. But as we go to break, don't forget to pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. Close your eyes and just focus on inhaling, holding on to that oxygen, and then exhaling as hard as you can. You do that two or three times while we're break over the break to help us pause and breathe. I've got my special mug with my sunshine tea in it today. Lukewarm so that I don't hurt my teeth. But you're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back. Thank you so much.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst, strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network, the Long Bearded Guy. We're talking today, choose to change your lenses to change your world. Choose to do it. We have the power to do it. Do you use the power to do it? Quick thing. It's like watching TV, right? The changing a lens is like changing. You're looking, watching TV. You don't like what you're watching. You got three options. You can shut it off, change the channel, or change how you view it. So when you're looking at it, you can say, hey, you know what? I don't want to, maybe I need to change my lens. Maybe I need to look at this TV show different, or this movie, or whatever it is. Maybe I got to change how I'm looking at it, as opposed to changing the channel or shutting it off. I hope that makes sense. The when people say, hey, I don't have a choice, just means you don't want to, first of all. No offense. You don't want to. I don't have a choice. Well, you always have a choice. You may not like the options. That's really what's happening, right? You've looked at the other options, or you don't see an option that makes sense to you, or you don't see an option that you like. Oh, I don't have a choice. I've got bills. Great. We all have bills. And? Well, I can't change my job. I've got bills. Well, okay. So I didn't say quit before you have another job. That's irresponsible. You have bills. But go find something that more in alignment with what you want to do, with who you're being, and do that. There's always a choice. They say, oh, death and taxes. Well, you know what? Taxes, death is really the only thing. No choice. Right? This is an adventure we're not going to get out of alive. None of us. So we no problem. We embrace that. But taxes, we can choose not to do it. Willie Nelson didn't do it. We might. The point is, we don't want the consequences of that. We don't want to put up with how many people haven't paid their taxes. They go to jail, they get fined, all this interest. There's lots of reasons, consequences that are not happy, but it's always your choice not to do it. I've said it before. We have infinite choice, literally infinite. Legal, not legal, moral, not moral. Like, you can do anything you want, literally anything. Unfortunately, the consequences of those choices is pretty much 100% not negotiable. But we can make the choice. You can choose to do it. You may not want to do it. You may not like the alternatives. doesn't mean you can't make the choice. Choose to view life through a lens of extraordinary, full of joy, bliss, and excitement. Seeing life of beauty, awe, or joy in every day. So there's 22. I'm going to talk only just real quick. I'm going to share 10 of these things. I've got 22 of them on here. If you want more of them, I'll share later. If you want, reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com, and I'll share the rest of them with you. But what activities or situations can be made less stressful or dull by choosing to shift the lens we view them in? Pretty much anything, almost anything. But I want to talk about these things because I don't have a choice. We do have a choice. Stop comparing yourself to others. It's the first one. That's a lens we can pivot on. That's a lens we can change the lens of. We can choose to change that lens. I can just stop comparing myself. We shouldn't be anyway. Our journey's not for anybody else. It's for us. Their journey's for them, not for you. You know, we don't need to understand it. And we're on social media, it's horrible for that. We compare ourselves, our worst day with their best day. And then we go, oh, I suck. No, stop comparing yourself. Embrace change is a lens. People hate change. The only thing that never changes is that everything always changes. But I can look at that. I can look at that differently. I can look at change. Okay, you know what am I supposed to learn in this change? If I need to change, because everything's always changing, it literally is. Everything isn't the same. We're now season two. It's not the same as it was when I started. I'm not the same as I was when it started. It's changing. Change the lens you're using to look at. That's a situation, right? Change. Look at the bright side. Do we choose to do that? Lots of people are wired to look at things in a half empty glass, half empty, in a glass half empty way. That's a lack side, but they're choosing to look at that side. So choose to look at the bright side. Choose to look at a glass half full. The opportunist already drank it all anyway. So, but look at it as full, as half full, not half empty. Find the bright side. Find a silver lining to what's going on. Choose to do that. Choose to change the lens on how you're looking at it. Don't take things for granted. Don't take things for granted. It may not be there. We've all had situations where stuff happens and we go, you know what? I wish I had paid more attention to that. I wish I had done it different. Don't take things for granted, especially people in your life. Nobody's promised later. None of us. We talked a week ago, 2 weeks ago, when Papa puts a name on your heart, reach out to them right in the moment because you don't know what's going on. You may not have later. It's a pivot. It's a change of lens to look at it. Forgive and forget for you. For you. Forgiveness isn't for the other person. It's for you. But we need to change that lens. Live and be in the present. That's a huge one. Be present in the moment. Choose to don't get distracted by all the shiny baubles and all the stuff that's going on. Because the world would love you to do that. Social media wants you to do that. Advertisers want you to do that. Hey, look over here, look over here, look over here. Like we get bombarded with tens of thousands of input pieces every day. Choose to live and be present in this moment. This is all you've got. Literally this second. When this show started, and we're what, 24 minutes into the hour? It's gone. The last 24 minutes are gone. Can't do anything with them anymore. They're there. They're gone. They've been used. The next, whatever it is, 35 minutes or so, that's pure and perfect in every way. It can be exactly what we want it to be. Be present in the moment. Be afraid Don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to try new things. Always, always, always get comfortable being uncomfortable. Try new things. Step out. Don't look back and have regrets. Don't look back and go, oh, I wish I had. People on the deathbed don't lay there and go, you know what? I regret these things I did do. Most of the time, people regret what they didn't do. Flip that switch. Look at that a little different. Change the lens. Don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to fail. It happens to everybody. It's not a condition. It's not permanent. It doesn't have to be unless you choose it to be. Don't be afraid to fail. Fail forward. Fail quick. So you learn the lesson and you go forward more intelligently or with more education or more wisely, looking at it in a different way. Change our lens. Don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself grace. Go back and listen to that episode. Give yourself grace. Not excuses, but give yourself grace. We so freely give it to everybody else, we just don't give it to ourselves. It's something we can pivot and look at with a different lens. Don't be so hard on yourself. Choose to give yourself grace. Live your life based on your values. Yours, not anybody else's. Not your parents, not the church, not society, not social media. Yours, what you believe are your values. What do you believe in? Don't be so hard on yourself. Take care of yourself. Self-care. I'm a walking billboard for what happens when you don't. 3 decades of no self-care, teaching it but not doing it, which is common for a lot of people, especially for guys. I snapped off a tooth. You can see just the piece there. It's not there, but 3 days ago I couldn't get an appointment till this afternoon. Could I have gone to Emerge? Maybe. Does it hurt? Mm-hmm. But as a guy, we go, hey, you know what? Unless I cough up a lung, I'm not going to a doctor. We need to be able to do self-care. I should have maybe gone to the Emerge and had it looked at. Self-care. You got to do it. It's selfish not to do self-care. It's selfish not to, because if you slide sideways, which is exactly what happened to me, I slid sideways. I was no good to all the people that I was trying to, the whole reason I was pushing so hard, all of a sudden overnight, I became no good to them. But if you look after yourself first, not instead of, as well as, so that you can show up the way you're supposed to and want to for the people around you. Be unapologetically, unabashedly you always. That is a choice we make. That is something that we're choosing to do. Choose. Flip that lens. Choose to be you. Nobody else can be. You have to be you. You do it better than anybody else. I have to take another quick break, but I wanted to take a quick moment. People ask me all the time about my beard. You know, it's getting longer and longer. It doesn't even fit in the frame anymore. And people ask, hey, beautiful beard. Do you do anything with it? Do you use product? Use anything with it? And you know what? I do. You have to. There's no way to get it to be soft and manageable and healthy and whatnot if you don't. So it requires special shampoo, special conditioner. I use beard oil. I use beard balm. I use beard butter. I use special combs and straighteners and all these different things that we use for it. So I want to do a quick shout out. If you happen to have a beard and it's, whether it's spotty or it's not as nice as you want it to be, or it's not as long or it's patchy or whatnot, the company that I'm using at the moment is The Beard Struggle. And if they're listening, I would love them to sponsor the show. I really would. It's incredible. Well, even the name of their company, The Beard Struggle. The beard part, my avatars are entrepreneurial men and pro athletes. Lots of us have beards. So, and struggle. So we struggle to plug into our EQ and to raise our EQ. So beard struggle. But I use two products. I want to point out two products today. I use a bunch of product, but I'll point these ones out. Beard growth accelerator. You put that where it's patchy or where it's thin or where you want it to be, or you want it to be thicker. And then a micro needle derma roller is a roller piece that's got a bunch of little tiny needles on it. And you put the accelerator on first, and then you run the the roller over those spots to put it into your skin. But it smells amazing. They have all kinds of product, oils and balms and colognes. They're Viking in the way that they approach. I put on this morning Viking Storm. Can you smell it? Anyway, love Beard Struggle. Incredible product, incredible smells. I've been using it about 3 months. It's noticeably thicker. It's noticeably more manageable. And I love the smells. They're really, really amazing. The Beard Struggle, really good product. The other shout out I want to do just real quick, again, is for Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. Incredible group. It's now over 320 people from literally 17 countries around the world, 40 or 45 of the states in the U.S. Huge, but incredible people. That's an incredible organization. It's really good to be able to be associated and connect with other high-level entrepreneurs. We're going to take a quick break. I'm a little bit over time, but we're going to take a quick break. Don't forget to pause and breathe. Thank you for being here. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about why there's only two reasons that we would change. There's only two reasons that we would flip our lens. I'll share them with you when we come back. Stay with me. You're with the long bearded guy. That's me, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows? Speak on more stages? Sell more books, products, and services? Get more leads, referrals? Acquire new clients? Develop lifelong friendships and more? Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We're talking about choosing to change your lens and change your world. We have the power to do it. A lot of times we abdicate that power. We've been talking about things we can change, that we have the power to do that, how we have the power to do that. Papa gives it to us. We talked about some things in our life we can change. Here's some ideas about concepts around things we just for some ideas. Things we can change, things that are in our purview to be able to change. Because again, the only things we can control are what again? Oh, that's right. What we think and what we do are the only things we can control. Don't abdicate that power. We give our power away all the time, willingly give it away, and then whine and complain because we don't have the power. It's like, well, you gave it away. What are you doing? So don't give it away. Hold on to it. And then not just hold on to it, execute with it. I want to talk. Just real quick, we only change for one of two reasons. Humans will only change for one of two reasons. Either our minds have been opened, so that's an awareness piece, right? We hear something that we go, oh, you know what? I'm now aware that that's a challenge, or I'm aware that could be a problem. I'm aware that that situation even exists. That will help us change, an awareness. Our minds have been opened. The only other reason that we'll change is that our hearts have been broken in some way or another. Whether we're you know what, do this or you're going to die. When we see stuff that's happened last weekend, if it had been shared, I'll guarantee you, in a room that big, I'll guarantee you there's other people in that room that have either had the thought or tried to execute on the thought, or were currently in that kind of a frame of mind. And to let them know, especially when they're grieving like that, their hearts are broken. And then we'll change. We'll choose to change the lens in that situation. I wrote down some things and I was like, you know what? I want to share them with you. So I apologize for, I'm going to read some of these, but I want to share them. They come from my heart. When I was working on this week, I want to share them. The lens through which you choose to view your world will greatly affect the quality and direction of your life. I'll say it again. The lens through which you choose, not just forced on you, the lens through which you choose to view your world will greatly affect the quality and direction of your life. Be careful with the lens you're using. We change the lens to see more light. Sometimes all we can see is darkness. When we change the lens, we can open to the light. Whether that's coming from inside us, that's Papa inside of us, or that's light on the outside. If you can't change the situation, change your mind. We can't control anything outside us. We can influence it, but we can't change it. But if we can't change whatever it is, change your mind. Change the lens you're using to look at it. That doesn't make things easier. That makes them more simple. When we stop trying to change others and work on changing ourselves, our whole world changes for the better. Stop trying to change others. You can't do it. It's a fool's errand. It really is. You can't. Work on changing ourselves. And then people respond to you different because you're working on yourself. You respond different. You act different. You behave differently. Now people start to respond to you differently because you've changed. We can change what happens around us if we change ourselves. At any given moment, you have the power to say, this is not how I want my story to be or how I want it to end. Papa gifted us the ability to reinvent ourselves every second of every day if we want to. Literally. Change how you see, not how you look. Ooh. Talk about breaking your heart straight into your throat. That's a gut check. Change how you see, not how you look. And it doesn't mean what you look like on the outside. It's not talking about your whether you're good looking, not good looking. It's saying change what you see. If I take my glasses off, those lenses, are changing what I'm seeing. I take them off, I can't see very well. Everything becomes blurry. But as soon as I put them on, I'm looking, things change because of the lens I'm using. Change how you see, not how you look. Don't just look, actually see. I hope that sinks in. Sometimes the things we can't change end up changing us. Dang. Sometimes the things we can't change, there's nothing I can do about it. It's not an is what it is. But there's things I just can't change. There's things, no matter what I do with me, that are not going to change. sometimes when that happens, it forces me into a space where I'm forced to change me. We find that sometimes in writing. Somebody says, hey, I need your bio. But you can only use, 40 words. And I'm like, oh, crap, how do I get everything I want to say into 40 words? And you write it out and it's 83 words. And you're like, oh, okay, what do I have to do with that? How do I make that work? And so you massage it. I can't change it. I can't have more than 40 words. So you keep massaging and massaging and massaging and massaging and massaging. And eventually you come up with 40 words and you're like, wow, look at that. It forced, because I couldn't change it, it forced me to change me. It forced me to be better. It forced me to refine what I was saying and how I was saying it, to be more efficient with my words. We need to be able to change it. We need to choose to change the lens so that we see things differently. We have the power to do it. One of the things that I have with clients regularly, they'll ask, Gord, how do I look at myself? How do I look at my world? How do I shift that? How do I change that? How do I change me? There's lots of ways, by the way, lots and lots of ways. But one of the base ways that I want to point out, and you know what, this I told you I would tell you about the other class. Boxed Inside Out is a 90 minutes every other week for 4 months. And we will literally go into the 7 layers of levels of emotional intelligence for men. We will go into those 7 levels, and we will teach tools and strategies to be able to deal with regular emotion that we all feel every day, but don't know what to do with. And so I want to be able to do that. I'm speaking that there's a cohort coming. Reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. If you are a guy, if you know a guy, and you know what, I want to point something out. Putting tools in our tool belt or in our toolbox that help us when we get into those mental awareness challenges is something we have to do when we feel like we're okay, when everything is good. Because when things aren't good, it's very difficult. It's like buying insurance. You have to do it when you're healthy, because when you're not healthy, you don't qualify anymore. Can't get it. So being able to put, if you feel like you're healthy, that's the best time to put tools and strategies in your tool belt and in your toolbox. And if you only got a couple of ways, it's not enough. You need dozens and dozens and dozens of ways to deal with stuff. I don't have all the market cornered on all the tools and strategies. I'm still learning bits and pieces of that. It keeps expanding and keeps expanding and keeps expanding. But plug into this type of thing. I only need 12 guys in that class. I'm only going to let 12 guys into that class. 4 billion men on the planet. There's only 12 guys in each class. But we have to do it when we're, because that's helping us. But I have 3 teenage sons. If I only have 1 or 2 ways to deal with it, then I can't teach them more than 1 or 2 ways to deal with it. So it helps me help them. It helps me help the people around me. It helps me help my clients. If you want me to come and teach this or teach or talk to your youth group or your men's group or your congregation or whoever it is, I'm going to Atlanta at the end of September to talk to between 300 and 500 men in Atlanta. Incredible, incredible, incredible. We need to be able to share. Please reach out. And you know what? Whether you want to reach out and you're like, oh, you know what, Gord, I'm a woman, but I've got male, I've got sons, I've got a husband, I've got a dad, I've got uncles, I've got brothers, how can I help? The message has to get out. How can I help? There's lots of other ways to help. There's sponsorship opportunities. I'm looking for 4 people right at the moment, 4 companies, whatever, like a mix of the group, to help move this forward. There's bills that have to get paid. And so, you know what? And there's lots of people that want to help. And so that's one way we can help is financially. And I please help me get that to make that work. Please reach out to me. If you want to help or you know somebody that can, you can connect me to somebody that can. Please reach out. If you happen to be the beard struggle and you're listening to this, please reach out. thelongbeardedguy at gmail.com. Please get a hold of me. I need to take another quick break. Don't forget to pause and breathe. As we go to break, pause and breathe. It'll ground you. It'll allow you to percolate with the information you're hearing. And the biggest thing is it'll ground you. It'll calm you and it'll help you focus. Pause and breathe as we go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're going to wrap up and do a call to action that's very deep and meaningful this week. Not that they all aren't, but especially this week. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. It's a long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a minute.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long-Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me. I appreciate you being here. Today, we're talking about choosing to change our lens so that we can change our world. We've talked about the fact that we can change our world. We can change by changing ourselves. Right. They used to tell a story about a priest that wanted to change the whole world. And he tried that for a decade and didn't get anywhere. He's like, OK, I'm not making any impact. So maybe if I just do my country. So then for the next decade, he focused on the country, and that didn't get where he wanted to go. And so maybe I can change my church or my city. Well, that didn't work over a decade. And late in his life, he realized, you know what? Maybe I can change me. And so he worked on that. And the oddest thing happened when he worked on himself. He changed his church and he changed his city and he changed his state and he changed his country and he changed the world. And he certainly changed his world and the worlds of the people around him. We need to be able to choose to execute on the power we've been given. We've been gifted that ability. We need to be able to use it. When we say I don't have a choice, what we're saying is we don't like the options. Not that there aren't other options. We just don't like the other options. So now we're just being truthful with ourselves, right? We're being honest with the way we're looking at it. It's a choice. We can choose. We may not like it. It may not be easy, but we can choose it. And then we talked about only people only changing for two reasons. Either their minds have been opened or their hearts have been broken. One of those two reasons is usually why people change. As we are talking, as we're wrapping up here at the end of this episode, the call to action this week, what's one thing that you have a negative view of? That you're looking at in either a negative way, or the way you look at it's causing challenges. What's one thing that you can change the lens of, the way you look at it, that can change your world. Write it in your journal. Pledge to yourself that you're going to change that lens. Share it with me if you would like. Would love to hear it. What's one thing that you have a negative look at, whether that's a relationship with somebody, whether that's something you have to do, whether that's daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, whatever, something, paying taxes. You don't like paying taxes? Can we change the lens? Can you flip the script on it so that you can look at it differently? But write it down and commit to yourself. Be under covenant with yourself. Hey, I'm going to make this commitment. I'm going to do it. And then share it with me if you want. You don't have to, but I would love to see it. I would love to hear it. I would love to know how it worked for you. Next week, August 11th, halfway through the summer, more than halfway through the summer already. Unbelievable. Time just goes and it gets faster and faster and faster. Keep that in mind when you're talking about changing your lenses. How do you think about time? We talked about that we touched on it earlier. How do you think about time? Because it's going really fast. Whether you think so or not, it's going really quick. Friday, August 11th, same time, place, same lovable, happy beard with a fixed tooth, I'm hoping, less pain. We're going to talk about pieces of mind. So not peace of mind, trying to do a little play on words there. Not peace of mind, pieces of mind. What does that mean? Pieces of mind. Does that mean your brain's been blown out all over the place and there are little pieces of it everywhere? Or is bits and pieces of it? Or anyway, show up next week at noon Eastern Standard Time on Inspired Choices Network and on this station, wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening. Plug in, bring friends, bring other guys, bring your journal and something to write with so that you have that. And we're going to talk about pieces of mind. I hope this resonates. This message resonates with you. It's not about, we have huge reach, massive, massive reach, which is awe-inspiring to me. Engagement, for me to be able to have change the lives of 10 million men plus, and that's not the target. Papa keeps telling me, Gore, 10 million is not the target. 10 million is when we'll start to count. 10 million is the jump point. But that doesn't happen without engagement. That doesn't happen without people resonating with what the message is. If this is helpful to you in any way, there's no way it's not helpful to other people. If it resonates with you and you feel, you know what, I need more of this information, reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com, and I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. If you want to help with sponsorship, you want to help with dollars and cents, happy to talk to you about that. Please, I'm not above begging. I'm really not, because I have to be able to get this message out. I have to have guys understand it's okay not to be all right. It's just not okay to stay there. We need the tools to be able to get through what we need to get through. And the only way to do that is to teach it. Once people are aware, right, open mind, their minds have been opened. They're now aware. Hey, you know what? And we don't hear it as because when I walk up to a group of guys and say, hey, let's talk about our feelings, everybody's like, get away, get away, get away. Like, I don't want to do that. So we hear it in a different way. Hey, Gord, you know what? My wife doesn't listen to me, doesn't think what I say is important. I go on dates and the next morning they don't call me back. But we have family gathering or family conversations and it just blows up all over the place. The EQ, it's a raise of EQ. Go into this week. Be courageous this week. Be unapologetically you. Make it another great week. You have the power to do that. Just know I love you. Massive big hugs. Live out you abundantly and with intention. Abundantly and with intention. Choose that for yourself. It'll help the people around you as well. We'll see you next week. Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melvin.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs!